The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Forrest Jordan and Associates, the Generator Guys.
News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays. Right here on News Radio Pensacola. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Jake Walker. I am your host for the next couple of hours. And it's not a bad morning out there. It's a little bit cooler because we've got this rain here. And so I'm looking forward to a good day. It's going to be great. If you have thoughts or questions, please let us know. 850-437-1620. The caffeine is kicking in, buddy. I'm telling you. I got Tim Ireland in the studio. I've got the caffeine itches. You know, you ever get itchy when you just drink way too much caffeine at one time? Tim Ireland from the Generator Guys, Forrest Jordan and Associates. You see their vans driving around all over town servicing these awesome systems that we're going to talk about right now. Tim Ireland, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jake. Thanks so much for having me back. It's great to be here.
Yeah, go to thegeneratorguys.co, thegeneratorguys.co online. And it's storm season. We're right in the thick of it. And we were talking a little bit before the show started that we've got our eyes on a storm, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking at, you know, the EAR tracker and at NOAA, and, you know, there's a lot of systems that are just on the cusp of forming. We had one big storm hit Texas, I think it was last week, and there's a couple that look now like they might come into the Gulf. So, you know, it's really getting time to get serious, and, you know, we're out there working hard to make sure we're ready for it.
Yes, and of course, we're talking about a backup generator for your home to protect your family, to keep vital systems running in the event of a severe storm, or sometimes the grid gets overworked, maybe in the heat. I mean, there's all kinds of situations out there where we could lose power unexpectedly, right?
That's right. I mean, the last few days walking out there, it feels like you're like walking in soup.
It's, oh, man.
And that rain this morning has been great for us, but the last few days, it just reminds you of kind of how hot it can get. And, you know, you think about how taxing that is on the electrical grid, or by running their ACs on overdrive. And, you know, that's what we're worried about is, you know, the loss of power for all these things that are powered in our house now, all these critical systems we rely on for our lives. It's a real risk for folks who aren't prepared.
Yeah. How long have you guys been in business here in this area?
Well, the company's been doing generators for about the last 10 years here. You know, it's one of those things that after Ivan, you know, there was a lot of interest in generators, and, you know, that's kind of continued as the storms have gotten more severe. And we install about 600 generators a year for local customers.
Wow.
And we maintain a few thousand of ones that have been installed before by us and by others. And we cover all the major brands, Generac, Kohler, Briggs & Stratton. And we're here to be, you know, your partner of choice for all your backup power needs.
And I strongly suggest, because I've heard this ever since late last year. People were saying, man, this storm season is going to be tough. It's going to be a very active one and could be the worst one we've seen in quite some time. So now is the time to call the Generator Guys.
Yeah, some of the models I saw that came out earlier this year are saying it might be 50% above average historical trends. So obviously, you know, we'll never really know until, you know, the books are written, but, you know, it has the real potential to be, you know, really a bad season for folks.
Right. And not just, you know, keeping your refrigerator and your freezer running so you don't lose all your food, not just, you know, keeping the air running so you can be comfortable. I mean, people here, especially in Florida, we have a growing elderly population. Some people are on medical devices that require some sort of power source, and that's why we really want to step in and make sure that everybody has this service.
Yeah.
Because if that power goes out and people are on, you know, breathing machines, all kinds of things. So, and, you know, just in the event of a power outage, if it's extremely hot, ooh, man, I mean, that could be really, really, really deadly for somebody in their older age.
I mean, not even older folks. I mean, I don't date myself too much, but I mean, I use a breathing machine. I've deployed to Kuwait and Iraq, and I know what it's like to be hot. And I'll tell you, I just can't handle the heat like I used to.
Yeah. So.
It's serious. It can be deadly. We've seen the news recently about different parts of the world where, you know, hundreds of people are dying in these heat waves, and, you know, it's really deadly serious for some folks. And you know, for when you have the opportunity to protect yourself against those risks, I think it's a smart investment.
Right. Let's talk about that investment. A lot of people probably maybe just go ahead and take themselves out of this situation because they think, oh, well, I can't afford that. There's no way I could ever have that on my home. What do you say to them? I mean, is this a super, you know, is this a big investment or?
Well, I mean, what I would say is it's something you want to be mindful of. It's not a small investment, but as a percentage of, you know, home value these days. It's really never been more affordable to have a generator, and we don't want price to be an obstacle. So even if you don't think you're in the, you could afford, you know, a full whole house automatic backup, you know, system that's got to protect everything in your house automatically. There's other things we can do. And so let's just have a conversation about it. You know, let's see what your budget is. Let's see if we can get you into something. We do have financing partners. We can get you low monthly payments. We have no interest plans. So, you know, it really depends on the individuals. I would never want to presume an individual's, you know, ability to have a system or their budget. And I would just say, like, you know, the best thing is get a hold of us, have a conversation. We'll see if we can get you something that works. And in most cases, I feel like, you know, we're very successful at doing that.
Yeah, and you partner with a great financing partner, so it's really, really easy. And and I work with that same partner, Synchrony Bank, and they're great, man. I got to tell you, it's amazing. Go to thegeneratorguys.co and check out their website, see what we're talking about here. Give them a call. Now is the time because we're right in the thick of it, but we're not even in the really active part of the storm season yet.
I know. Yeah, that's the crazy part. As busy as we've been, we know it's going to get even busier. And you know, we're working really hard every day, like I said, to try to get ready. We're we're stockpiling key supplies and materials. Yep. We're bringing on additional colleagues. We've got 25% growth in our staff this year, and we're continuing to really invest heavy in training, equipment, and to get ready.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I know there's somebody listening out there that's like, you know, I'm just not happy with my current job. I want something where I can kind of get my hands dirty and get into something and help people more. You guys are looking to hire, right?
Yeah, we're hiring at both of our locations, in Gulf Breeze and in Mobile. You know, we're looking for good people. I mean, that's where it really starts from. We have a company that is based on values. We want people who are honest, hardworking, and willing to learn and willing to be great teammates and be great stewards of the community and be willing to help people. And so if that sounds at all like you and you've got some experience, whether that be in small engine work or electrical work or general construction, you know, happy to have a conversation and see if there's a place you could fit on our team.
And 850-437-1620 if you have any questions or comments. Somebody just sent in a comment saying the Air Force trains everybody with generators and those type of engines very, very well. So if you have a military background, if you're from the Air Force, if you've dealt with these generators before, if you're looking for something to do, if you're looking for a new career, something to transition into, this is your chance.
Well, yeah, I'm a veteran myself, a retiree.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Jake. It's a point of pride for me to hire veterans. We just hired two more veterans and another person from a military family. So, you know, I absolutely agree with that. You know, one of our lead installers is an Air Force veteran. Our coordinator, install manager, he's a Navy veteran. So we love that. We think it's a great school to learn, you know, about selfless service, about responsibility. And I think that, you know, veterans come with some of those core values and attributes kind of pre-built in. So from a business perspective, it's great. And from the point of view of, you know, supporting the veteran community, it's great for us as well. So we certainly welcome that. Not required, of course.
Right.
But we do, you know, we do view ourselves as a veteran company, and, you know, we'd love to see, you know, veterans, you know, when they come in.
I would think that the ideal situation, and I think you're setting yourself up perfectly for this, is to have young people fresh out of school, ready to start a new career, working alongside people who are veterans, who have been there, who have, you know, seen some stuff, and can actually, you know, impart wisdom and patience and, you know, just a sense of caring for the community into these young folks that come in to work for you. So that this is a great environment.
Yeah, and it's an apprenticeship model. So, you know, we have people at all stages of life, all stages of their professional career. And, you know, we do love bringing in, you know, young people when we can who have the right, you know, core skills and character and, you know, developing them. It does take a lot to learn this business. And so for people who are, you know, geared towards the long term and want to make a career of it, you know, we strive to provide that for them.
We have another text in here. Somebody says, will they accept an, I guess, AFW-2? Is that Air Force AFW-2 member that's 52 years old?
Well, I mean, so for me, I'm an Army guy, so that some of that language is a little bit foreign to me. We tend to get lost in the jargon, and I'm certainly a victim of that sometimes or a culprit. But sure, look, I would just say, like, on those points, people who have great experience, who have served our country, we would love to talk to you. You know, we have people at all stages of life, all points in careers, and so, you know, age is a number, and you know, certainly there's a trade-off when you talk about the wisdom and experience you gain with time served.
Right.
And so, you know, another person I would love to have a conversation with.
Exactly, yeah. Give them a call today. Go to thegeneratorguys.co. I've got Tim Ireland in the studio. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola expert panel. Getting into some of the technical side of this, somebody just texted in, what about flooding? Because a lot of the times in the storm, it's really not the wind that gets you. It's that storm surge. It's the flooding. It's the flash flooding. They wanted to know, how does your generator work when the flooding is added to the equation? Because most of the ones that they see are at ground level.
Yeah, so one of the things we have to look at, and so first of all, we're a professional company. We go through a permitting process with the local authorities, either at the city or the county level typically. And so those are things that are taken consideration. That's really a caution for folks who are looking at companies to come in and do work at your house. Make sure they're certified, make sure they're insured, right. Make sure they're going through the proper process to identify and mitigate exactly these types of risks. Because if you're doing it, you know, no judgment, but if you're trying to do it on the cheap and you haven't done your homework, there's a lot of people out there who don't have your best interest in mind, and we do. Mm. So on the specific point, you know, the location is typically the important thing here. And so if your house is in a floodplain, there are minimum requirements we need to do in terms of elevation, and you'll see different versions of that. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not necessarily in a floodplain required per se to have that generator elevated, you know, it could be a preference, and we can do a variety of different builds to bring that up. You know, the most common thing we do is a metal stand. You know, we can go, you know, as a freestanding structure, typically from 1 to 6 feet. Mm. We can bring in subcontractors and do, you know, more elaborate builds, platforms, cantilevers off the house, things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, certainly flood is something we want to talk to you about when we come out and do our consultation and make sure that, you know, even if you're not in a floodplain, if you get runoff, you know, some of the houses we see, you know, they're designed in such a way where based on the densification of the housing plan, you know, they have basically flood pathways in between property lines. And so, right. You know, more than 5 or 6 inches of standing water, we want to start taking mitigation factors in to consider that.
Mm. Let's talk about the source of energy that these generators go off of. What powers the generators when we don't have an electrical grid to power it?
Yeah, so the ones we do are typically in the gaseous family of generators, which consists of natural gas and liquid propane.
Kind of like my family too, a little gaseous.
Well, yeah, not that type, luckily. So obviously with propane, everybody's familiar with that. You have bottles mm-hmm. of propane, and we're talking really big bottles, right?
Oh, yeah.
So your fuel's on board at your house under your control, and you have that, you know, essentially secured and independent from the grid. And then natural gas, it's piped into the gas lines that are in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And on that note, I would just say, because this does come up from time to time, mm-hmm. The gas grid, if you will, the infrastructure is fairly robust relative to the electrical grid. And so I would say like the rule here is that your electrical grid is going to fail much sooner than the gas. And really the only reason the gas is going to go out is if there is a mandatory evacuation where literally all the utilities are being shut down by order. Mm. You will not be here anyway for that.
Right.
Or if there's some sort of natural disaster above and beyond what you typically see in a storm, you know, an earthquake, maybe a mudslide, something like that, stuff that we really don't really have in this area. So I think it's a less of a concern.
Right. Let's talk about just the change in people's home in the last 10 to 20 years. It seems like now everywhere you go, there's multiple cameras set up. There are just all kinds of systems that require electricity to keep the home safe. We've got, like we mentioned earlier, medical devices. Let's talk about some of the things that can go wrong when you have a power blackout. And you know, the big thing that comes to mind is people and pets overheating, you know, in this heat. That could be really bad, but there's all kinds of stuff that can happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, overheating is the thing that people, I think about the most because it can be such an event. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. I mean, everything in our homes are connected in some way, and right. You know, everything is powered these days, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, you mentioned security, which is an absolutely mm-hmm. fantastic point, just the day-to-day. But then you think on top of that, if there were to be a catastrophe where now you have, you know, questionable people in the area maybe looking to take advantage of, you know, the distraction of law enforcement and first right. responders, the you know, the power being out, you know, you want to have those security systems armed and ready to protect you. Obviously, the climate and all the things that go with that. You know, anytime you have moisture accumulating inside, you know, that's a recipe for disaster in terms right. of mold. Mm-hmm. So it's all sorts of stuff. And I mean, really, you know, you think of it as power, again, typically as lights and AC, but it is more than that. Electricity can, you know, essentially provide that cocoon which, you know, your whole life, you know, revolves and provides mm-hmm. you that security.
And it could be your income source, because so many people work from home now. And if you can't work and it's a week or two, at least, I mean, they say be prepared for a week at least. If it's a week or two and you're off work, that could sink you,
Absolutely, for people who work from home. But here, you want a mundane example. Think about this. When's the last time you manually lifted your garage door open?
Let me see. When I had one, no, I always just pushed the button.
Right. So, if you want to see how it's really going to be, turn the power off at your house, for about 8 hours and see how hard it is to live in that. And that's essentially what we're talking about. But, the scary part is you don't know. This storm could brush past. It could be a minor storm. You could be out for 5 minutes or you could be out for 3 weeks. People were out for 3 weeks in Sally. Ivan was even worse for folks.
And I hate to get into the weeds of conspiracies and fear from world events, but we have to think about cyber attacks because we've seen one recently. Last week we had a cyber attack on car dealerships. So for about a day and a half, car dealerships across the country that were affected by this had to write out paper receipts for stuff. And it just really ground everything to a halt. But terrorism, sabotage, cyber attack, that's something we kind of have to keep in mind because if it's an attack on some kind of a grid that we get information from, and especially our electrical grid, it could take a while to figure that out.
Yeah, everything's connected these days. And so we saw that, I don't know how many years ago, in Niagara, they had an issue up there with their power system in Lower Canada. And of course, in Ukraine right now, we have Russians actively targeting Ukrainian power plants, including nuclear plants, with cyber attacks and other means. So it's very real. It's a real vulnerability. From my time in the government, I know that the government is looking at this very closely. And I'll tell you that the degree to which we are unprepared is very scary.
That's not good. 850-437-1620. Okay, this is about traffic. If you're on I-110 South, watch out. There is a wreck there. So I just want to let everybody know about that. It is raining out there, so roads are a little bit slick. We're trying to stay safe here, and that's what we're talking about. If a storm comes in and you're out of power, a lot of things can go wrong. I know people, especially at my church, that have about, I don't know, a few $1,000 worth of food reserved in their freezers. They go hunting, they go fishing. They've got all kinds of money tied up in that food sitting there. And if you're out of power for a little while, that could all go bad and you could be out lots and lots of money. And you don't have any food to feed your family in the event of an emergency.
So. Yeah, I know we had a caller, a few weeks ago say exactly that, where, just the amount of food you're going to lose, in your fridge and freezer, it's a good portion of that generator payment.
Yeah, I know. So when somebody calls the generator guys to come out, what is the process? Do you guys come out and do an evaluation? How does this work?
Yeah, so there's no obligation. We do a free quote in your home. We're going to come out, have a discussion, try to understand what the problem is you're trying to solve, what exactly you're trying to accomplish with your power backup. We're going to look at the house. We're going to look at your electrical service. We're going to look at your gas service. We're going to look at any covenants or restrictions that we talked about, a floodplain, and all to get the best possible location, to provide the best performance, and to be safe. And then we're going to build you a quote. And then at that point, we can have discussions about, budget and ways to be able to afford it. So, financing, et cetera.
Once somebody's set up and this system is in place and say a storm comes, the power goes out, do you have to go out and turn it on? How does this system know when to come on?
It's a great question. So without getting too overly technical, the system is constantly watching your electrical service. And when it sees a disruption, it's going to trigger the unit itself to start, to get up to speed, to warm up, to do a diagnostic, and then to transfer power via a physical switch in your automatic transfer switch, changing the service connection from the street to the generator. And then it'll continue to watch that power supply. And when it returns and is stable, it will return power back from the generator to the utility company and turn the generator off. Wow. And it does that all by itself without you doing anything. So even if you're not home, if you're out of town, if you're at work, it's going to handle that for you.
You mentioned it does a self-diagnostic test. What about maintenance on these units?
Yeah, so they do need to be maintained. Mm-hmm. I try to break it down. It's got an engine, it's got an alternator, it's got a computer, it's got like a fuel system.
And it might sit for a while with no use.
So it's kind of like a car in that sense. It's the easiest metaphor for most folks to kind of get their head around. And,
right.
You wouldn't drive your car without maintaining it. That must be done. We recommend annually. We have a number of great, professional service plans that we offer that are based on an annual basis. And we think they're pretty competitive, and we spend a lot of time and resources and effort getting our guys, you know, trained and certified to work on these systems. And so, you know, if you contact us, you're going to be taken care of.
And I want to remind everybody out there listening, if you are looking for a change in your career, if you're young, old, it doesn't matter, all stages of life, if you're interested in this, give them a call. Go to thegeneratorguys.co and find out ways you can get involved in this. This could be, you know, this could be a life changer for you. And it's definitely something that you're doing for the community that could be a life changer for somebody else in the event of an emergency. They are hiring right now, so give them a call. I've got Tim Ireland in the studio. TheGeneratorGuys.co. I did get a text here. I'm gonna sound so ignorant on this, because I'm not electrical in any way. Do I have to use a 50 amp plug with a 12 kilowatt generator? There's a 30 amp plug installed now. What does all that mean?
Yeah, so I mean, this sounds like a portable generator, and so there's different UL classifications for the type of plug that's going to be appropriate for that unit. The best thing you can do is look on the generator itself. You're going to have two clues. One is going to be the nominal rating of the breaker of the generator itself, and the second is going to be essentially the size and shape of the plug. And so based on that, it's either going to be a 30-amp connection or a 50-amp, and then within those, there's a couple variations, but not too many. So that's what you want to look for. It's going to depend. If you have a 50-amp receptacle on your home, then you're going to want a generator that has a 50-amp output, and typically those are going to start more in the 10 plus kilowatt range. Typically, your portables that are less than 10 are typically going to be a 30-amp.
Mm, okay. All right. I've that's just way above my knowledge on the subject, but I'm glad that you're ready to be there to figure all that out. Go to thegeneratorguys.co for more information. Protect your family. It's a hands-free automatic backup power system that can really be a game changer when it all goes away. We've talked about humidity allowing black mold to grow in your home. Your freezer food can spoil. If you work from home, that will be cut off. If you don't have any electricity, your people and your pets inside your home could overheat. Medical devices, security cameras, like you said, we're all connected now. Everything is connected. Everything needs some kind of power source. So make sure that you have power in the event of an emergency. Tim Ireland has been in the studio. Thank you for your calls and your texts. If you're wondering about this, if you think that this is something that you need to add to your home, I'm telling you, you do, especially in the event of a storm, because we've got a heavy storm season, I think, ahead of us. And the gentleman that texted in, or I'm assuming it's a gentleman, he had texted in earlier saying he's 52 years old, Air Force veteran. He said he's contacted, so he's called in, so you might be meeting him soon. That'd be great.
Fantastic. Look forward to it.
Yes, they are hiring, and definitely give them a call. All right, so moving into this storm season, what are some things that people can do if they have a generator and it's been there for a little while? Do you want people to call in and say, hey, come in and service my unit? What is that, an automatic thing?
Yeah, so if you don't currently have a provider providing regular maintenance for it, I would highly suggest you have it checked out. And so you can call us to do that. We could do a generator inspection and test for you. Mm-hmm. We really recommend you get on a plan. So we talk about the storms. And one of the ways we get prepared for the storms, we make sure everybody who's on a plan with us, their generator is ready. And we know that if there is an event and we have to start figuring out, managing our staff to figure out who we need to get to, like, those are going to be our priority customers, as the people we have an existing relationship with and we've been taking care of their units. So if you haven't had it looked at, get it looked at. If you're not on a plan, get on a plan. And that's the best advice I can give.
Mm-hmm. And Generac, Briggs & Stratton, all the major brands. And you said Gulf Breeze and Mobile, right?
That's right. Yep.
All right. Yeah, they're here to serve you. You see their vans driving around town all the time, the bee with the lightning bolt. They're around. They're ready to come to your home and give you a free estimate and let you know what's going on and can get you set up. TheGeneratorGuys.co, Tim Ireland. Man, thank you so much for the work that you do. It's going to be a busy season, man. I'm praying for, I'm praying that we're wrong. I always do. And you never know. You never know. So
hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Exactly. So be prepared with a generator on your home that can help you when everything goes away. When your power is gone, it can be the power for you. Thank you so much, Tim. We're going to be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel right after this.